Hallelujah, 各位弟兄姊妹，大家平安。
Hallelujah, dear brothers and sisters, may peace be with you all.
我们下午根据圣经马太福音的第八章来谈一心跟从主。
This afternoon, we'd like to use Matthew chapter 8 to discuss the topic of following the Lord Jesus wholeheartedly.
我们先请看马太福音第八章第一节看到第三节。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 8, verses 1 through 3.
马太福音八章第一节
Matthew chapter 8 verse 1。
耶稣下了山，有许多人跟着他。二节，有一个长大麻风的来拜他说，主若肯必能叫我洁净了。三节，耶稣伸手摸他说，我肯，你洁净了吧。他的大麻风立刻就洁净了。犹太人的规定，犹太人的规定
according to Jewish laws，
一个长大麻风的人，
If a person were to contract leprosy,
要离开家庭，赶出城外。
He needed to depart from his house and be ostracized outside of the city.
简单讲，就是要与人群隔离。
In other words, he needed to be quarantined from the crowds.
这是他们的规定。
And so this is the Jewish law.
在城外是自生自灭。
And if you were to be ostracized to out of the city, then you have to find means to survive on your own. 而且
如果在城外忽偶然遇到对方有人走过来的时候，
And while he was staying outside of the city, if he saw someone approaching him,
要远远的大声的喊叫，不洁净啊，不洁净，告诉对方我大麻风，你不要过来。
Even when the person is very far off, he needed to shout very loudly, I am unclean, I have leprosy, you should not come near me.
我们一般来讲，人生病已经很可怜了。
Normally, it is already pitiful for someone to have illness.
一般状态，就算是与人群隔绝，也是有医护人员照顾跟治疗。
And normally, even though you isolate yourself from other people to stay away from them, you still have... medical personnel is taking care of you.
但是犹太人如果得大麻风，就是这种下场。
But for the Jews, if they were to contract leprosy, this is what would happen to them.
但是这个长大麻风的人求生意志蛮强的。
But this person, this leper, had a spirit to survive.
所以在那种对他来讲是走投无路，什么办法都没有的时候。
So in a situation that where he had no options.
我们发现一个事实。
We discover one thing.
一个求生意志强又走投无路的时候。
In a situation where the person has no options, but he still has the strength to survive.
这种人绝对会超越常态。
And he will do something to the extreme.
因为他想要活着。
Because he wanted to survive.
可是又没有什么任何的办法。
But he didn't know any way to survive.
所以纵然有很多的规定。
So even though there were many rules,
就像他犹太人的规定一样，
such as the laws of the Jews,
他不管那个规定，
he disregarded those rules.
规定说要离开人群，
even though the rules said he needed to depart from people,
这个人跳入人群，
this person entered into the crowd.
还好主耶稣接纳，
thankfully Lord Jesus accepted him.
结果我们很清楚，就是得医治。
And what weI know very clearly here is that he was healed.
但是重点是在过程。
What's important that we can learn from is the process.
重点不在结果。
And it is not the result.
因为他求生意志强。
Because he had this will to survive.
排除万难。
He was able to overcome many difficulties.
包括规定。
Including the laws of the Jews.
说他不管三七二十一，就跑到人群找耶稣。
So he disregarded everything else. He ran to Jesus and sought him.
他没有办法像尼哥底母夜间来找耶稣。
He was unable to seek Jesus in the night like Nicodemus.
那耶稣又常常有人群围住他。
And Lord Jesus also had crowds of people around him all the time.
所以八章一节说，耶稣下山，许多人跟着他。
If we read chapter 8, verse 1, it says, when Jesus came down from the mountain, there was a great multitude following him.
这叫做人群啊。
This is called multitude. It means there's a lot of people there.
那这个人违背规定，跑到人群。
And so this leper disregarded the rules and came to Jesus.
所以这件事情告诉我们什么？
So what does this tell us?
两件事。
There are two lessons.
第一个。
first.
我们今天做传福音的工作。
Today, as we preach the gospel,
我们都知道对方的需求在哪里吗？
Do we know the needs of the people that we preach to?
一个人只要他有需求，
as long as a person has needs,
你简单的引导就可以了。
If you guide them gently, that is enough.
不用大费周章。
You don't need to find other means.
啊，去年我注牧西台中教会。
Last year, I was the ministering pastor for West Taichung Church.
在去年的年初遇到一个老师。
In the beginning of the last year, I met a teacher.
他是高中老师退休的。
He was retired from teaching in a high school.
因为他是当高中老师，所以蛮多的知识，很会讲话。
Because he had been a high school teacher, so he was very knowledgeable and he really knew how to talk.
第一次见面是在他的亲戚家见面。
And the first time I met him was at his relative's house.
一见到他，超过一个小时就听他讲话。
When I met him for the first time, I spent about more than 1 hour listening to him.
讲到最后，他说他这一辈子他过得很满足。
Towards the end, he said, concluded that he has lived a very fulfilled life.
因为他知道我是教会的传道。
Because he knew that I was a pastor from a church.
所以他特别要讲给我听的。
So he just wanted me to hear that from him.
信仰这件事情。
He said, in terms of faith, religion.
不一定要有。
It is not necessary to have.
重点是人要活得快乐。
He said the most important is to live a happy life.
活得满足。
To live a fulfilled life.
他说他很满足。
He said that he's very fulfilled. He's very content.
言下之意，不用信耶稣了。
In other words, he was telling me without saying it in the actual words that he did not need Jesus.
其实当下我也不是很高兴。
When I heard that, I was not very happy.
我说你，如果以圣经的角度来讲，一个满足的人，一个认为是满足的人。
According from the Bible's perspective, a content person would be.
一定要历练过各种的人生状态。
We would have gone through many trials in life.
才有资格讲满足。
Only those who have gone through trials in life are worthy of saying that they live a content life.
所以在跟他讲话的同时，脑海就跑到腓立比书去了。
As I was listening to him, I remember the book of Philippians.
因为保罗曾经说过，
because Paul once said,
我学会知足。
I learned to be content.
知足是用学会学来学习来的。
Because to be content is contentment requires a learning process.
保罗在哪些状况下学习知足呢？
So in which type of situations that Paul did Paul learn to be content?
或饱足或缺乏。
Whether he was in need or he was full.
不管是贫贱是丰富。
Whether he was poor or rich.
随时随地。
In all circumstances.
他都得了秘诀。
He had learned this.
也就是他都能够面对。
He had learned that he could face all kinds of situations.
所以我告诉老师。
So I told this teacher.
你今天退休。
Today you have retired.
一个月领台币70,000块。
Every month you earn $2,000.
每个礼拜休息7天。
Every week you have 7 days off.
我也很满足啊。
Of course you are content.
你在那种状态最好的时候，你说你很满足。
It's nothing to say you're content when you have everything.
这不公平。
It's not fair.
如果我当乞丐的时候说我很满足。
If you were today a beggar and you say that you're content.
那我还可以听一听。
Then I would then listen to you.
所以要你要讲说你是一个很满足的人。
So in order for you to say that you are a content person,
你要基本条件。
You need to have certain criteria.
可以讲满足的人，不是随便的人都可以讲。
Not everyone is worthy to say that they are content.
没有想到去年的8月16号，西台中教会30周年特别聚会礼拜天。
Last year in on August 16th, it was the 30th year anniversary of the West Taichung Church.
早上是特别聚会。
On a Sunday, there was a special service.
聚完会之后，我在做 招呼接待工作。
And after the service, I went to greet the brothers and sisters.
福音组的同龄说传道有人有慕道者要来跟你谈一谈。
The evangelical team members told me that there were some truth seekers who had come to discuss about the gospel.
才知道是这位老师跟家人。
And I realized that it was this teacher and his family members.
因为他的有一个很喜他的孙女啊生病了。
I learned later that his granddaughter became ill.
是肿瘤的那一种病。
She had some kind of a tumor.
淋巴癌哈。
She had lymphoma.
应该是那个时候应该是，三小学三年级四年级的。
And she was only in her third or fourth grade in school.
小女孩。
And she was a little girl.
小女孩的爸爸是牙医医生哦。
And this little girl's father is a dentist.
就是这老师的儿子。
And he's the son of this teacher.
有一天妇女在游戏的玩耍的时候。
There was one day when the father and the daughter were playing together.
这个爸爸从小女孩的这个双臂这样把她抱起来。
And he held up this little girl underneath her armpits.
摸到她这里腋下有一些硬块。
And at that time, it was only at that time when he noticed that there were these little nodules underneath her armpits.
站在医生的角度，很敏感的角度问。女儿说：“这里会痛吗？”
And because he had medical knowledge, he asked his daughter, "Do you have pain here?"
女儿回答说：“不会痛。”
And the daughter said, "No, I don't have pain there."
但是当医生的爸爸把她赶快送到医院去检查。
So with that, he immediately sent his daughter to the hospital to be examined.
后来就住院了。
And later she was hospitalized.
所以有一个礼拜六下午聚完会，我跑到医院去看她。
And so one afternoon on a Saturday after service, I went to the hospital to visit her.
第一次见面。
The first time I met her
是在病房见面。
Was in the hospital room.
这个爸爸边说边哭。
So this father told me while he was crying.
他告诉我医生对他怎么说。
He said to me what the doctor had told him.
简单讲，不乐观。
Basically, the prognosis was very poor.
然后边说边哭告诉我。
And so with tears in his eyes, he told me the whole story.
万一我的女儿有三长两短。
He said, God forbid something happens to my daughter.
我也要跟她去。
I will also go with her.
意思就是说我不想活了。
It meant that he wanted to take his own life.
父母爱儿女，我还是第一次听到看到这种父母。
We all know that parents love their children, but this is the first time I had heard this from a parent.
女儿万一不在世上，我也不想活了。
Basically, he said that if the daughter would not live, he would also not live.
真的是太爱女儿了。
And so he truly loved his daughter.
这个阿公也是一样。
It is the same with the grandfather.
就是为了这个孙女，所以他跑到教会来。
Because for this granddaughter, the grandfather decided to come to church.
那因为我知道他的状况
，and so I understood his situation.
我用很短的时间
，so in a very short amount of time,
根据圣经告诉他
，I told him according to the Bible.
不管是在医院对他儿子讲，还是在教会对这个退休的老师讲
，so no matter what I said to the whether I preached to the son in the hospital or the grandfather in the church,
我真的用三言两语就把它讲完了
I preached the gospel to them in a few sentences.
耶稣是我们天上的父。
I said basically that the Lord Jesus is our heavenly Father.
是创造宇宙万物的真神。
He is the one that created heavens and earth.
信靠他，永不羞愧。
If you believe in him, you will not be ashamed.
我们帮你祷告。
We will pray for you.
不管在医院，在教会，我都是这么说。
No matter you're in church or in a hospital, I told them this.
人在最需要的时候。
When you need God for, when you need God most,
话不用多
you do not need to say much.
讲重点就好了
You just need to mention the most important thing.
他们懂不懂
Whether they understood or not.
绝对懂
Do you think they understood? Of course they did.
因为没有办法了嘛
Because they had no other ways to go.
所以你说了就算
So they would believe everything you say.
所以这个医生这个当医生的爸爸
So, as a doctor himself, the
隔个礼拜六, 他就来聚会了,
he came to our church for service the next Saturday.
坐在第一排,
he sat in the very first row.
祷告会的时候, 跑到前面来祷告,
during our prayer session, he came to the front to pray.
没有问什么, 只为了女儿的病, 能够医治,
he had no more questions. He just wanted his daughter to be healed.
不管他动机如何,
no matter what his motivations were,
女儿的病能够好, 能够平安, 这就对了。
To him, it is most important that his daughter was healed.
那主耶稣也没有让他们羞愧。
And we know that the Lord Jesus did not put them to shame.
后来虽然透过化疗, 化学治疗这个过程,
later on, even though the granddaughter went through chemotherapy,
小女孩是很平安的,
she went through it very peacefully.
到现在为止,
until now,
都是很平安的,
she has been in peace.
所以我们今天做传福音的工作,
so today as we do the work of evangelism,
我们为什么一直强调要祷告?
Why is it that we always mention that it's important to pray?
因为主耶稣说, 是我拣选你们, 不是你拣选我,
because the Lord Jesus said, it is I who chose you, not you, I.
所以从祷告开始做传福音的工作,
so as when we pray, we should start with prayer.
走投无路, 他有需求的时候, 自动就跑来了。
So if someone is in need and he has no other options, he would come to Jesus. And also we don't need to spend a lot of efforts. Because out of their own initiative, they would experience God. And the other lesson it teaches us is, when we read this recording,
是不是再一次的提醒我们,
it reminds us once more.
当初我们不也是走投无路的时候来信耶稣的吗?
It reminds us once more that this is also the reason why we came to believe in Christ in the first place.
我们又做了什么样的感谢动作呢?
What have we done to give thanks to God?
我们看第二点。
Let's turn to the second point.
请看马太福音第八章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 8 verse
第七节。
Verse 2.
耶稣说：“我去医治他。”八节，百夫长回答说：“主啊，你到设下，到我设下，我不敢当。只要你说一句话，我的仆人就必好了。”九节，verse 9。因为我在人的权下也有病在我以下，对这个说去，他就去；对那个说来，他就来。对我的仆人说：“你做这事，他就去做。”百夫长爱他的仆人是一个很特别的一个状态。
It is indeed special for the centurion to love his servant so much.
在没有人权的时代,
in an age where human rights was not really valued,
一个官员能够对他的仆人这么好,
for a superior to treat his servant or his people in his command was very special.
是很少见的,
it was very rare.
那从我们刚才第七节这么说,
as mentioned in verse 7,
这个百夫长拜托人去请耶稣来医治他仆人的病。
We see that the centurion sent someone to seek Jesus so that his servant can be healed.
当主耶稣要来的时候,
as Jesus was about to come,
百夫长忽然有所顿悟, 告诉耶稣说, 你不必来了。
And the centurion realized something. He realized that the Lord Jesus did not even need to come.
如果你是主耶稣,
because he reasoned that the Lord, if you are indeed the Lord,
有人跟你玩这种游戏,
if someone played this trick on you,
等一下说来, 等一下说不用来,
if someone said, please come, and then later on said, Lord, you don't need to come,
如果我是主耶稣说, 啊, 你是以为我是吃饱没事做, 是不是?
If you were Jesus, how, what would you think?
那为什么这个百夫长会有这些不寻常的反应?
Why is it that the centurion changed his mind?
因为圣经就告诉我们,
it is because this. The Bible tells us this.
主耶稣来到我的家, 我不敢当, 就是我不配,
because he felt unworthy that the Lord would come to his house.
这个百夫长会长为什么会忽然有个顿悟了?
Why is it that the centurion changed his mind or realized something new?
他透过他的脑海,
because he thought in his head.
透过他的思考,
he thought for a while.
主耶稣是一般的老师,
Lord Jesus is a rabbi or teacher.
主耶稣也没有念过医学院, 也没有考医师执照, 也没有当医生,
he has never been to medical school, he never had a medical license, He's not a physician in the worldly sense.
那我只是告诉他说来医治我仆人的病，他就说来了。
All I said was that I wanted him to come to heal my servant, and he came.
没有医师执照可以医病，这要抓去关的嘞。
If he were to come as a medical doctor and he does not have a license, he might be prosecuted.
所以百夫长他就做一个判断。
And so the centurion thought of this.
主耶稣他如果不是骗子，他就是神。
He thought to himself, if the Lord Jesus is not a fraud, then he is God.
这简单的判断。
So it's a very simple judgment.
所以这个百夫长是有逻辑的人，逻辑观念的人。
So the centurion used logic to think this through.
一般的老师可以医人病吗？
Can a regular teacher heal somebody?
啊，如果他不能医人家的病，怎么可以答应要来医人家的病呢？
If he's unable to heal someone, how can he agree to come and heal someone?
那就是骗子嘛。
Then I would make him a fraud.
不然就是神。
If all of the above are not the case, then he's God.
但是百夫长认定耶稣是神。
So the centurion recognized in that moment that Lord Jesus was God.
这个就是当时百夫长的观念。
And so this is the thoughts of the centurion.
因为有这种观念。
Because he had these thoughts.
才忽然才马上跟主耶稣讲说你不必来了。
He changed his mind immediately and said that the Lord Jesus did not need to come anymore.
本来我是百夫长。
Even though I am the centurion.
给你老师有面子来我家坐一坐。
Even though I asked you, the teacher, to come to my house.
因为我比你大。
Even though from the society's point of view, I have a higher social status than you.
现在是相反，是你比我大。
But then he realized and changed his mind. He realized that the Lord Jesus was greater than him.
而且大的太多了。
And he was so much greater.
就所以你要来我们家，我都这个动作我都不配。
So as soon as he realized that the Lord Jesus was coming to his house, he felt unworthy.
因为你是神。
Because Jesus is God.
也因为你是神。
And because he is God.
不受时间空间限制，所以你只要讲一句话，我仆人的病就必定好了。
He's not confined by time or space, and so as long as he is willing, and he said to heal his servant would be healed.
那请问百夫长为什么有这种顿悟呢？
Now let's think, why did the centurion have this realization?
这是他的工作经验。
It is because he learned through experience.
他是百夫长。
He is a centurion.
他在一百个人当中，他是有最有权力的人。
He is the leader from among 100 people.
哪一个人违命，哪一个人倒霉。
If someone did not follow rules, then he would punish him.
他很清楚什么叫做权柄啊。
He understood very clearly what authority means.
小小的百夫长就可以管一百个人。
So for a centurion who is in charge of 100 people,
而且这一百个人没有一个人敢违抗我的命令。
Even though he was not in charge of many, he realized one fact that everyone had to follow him.
那何况天上的神有什么事不能做的呢？
So in his mind, he thought, if it's God in heaven, is there anything that God cannot do?
工作经验告诉他。
So through his work experience, he understood.
耶稣是神。
Lord Jesus is God.
百夫长有听道理吗？
Did the centurion ever hear a sermon?
百夫长有没有听道理？
Do you think he ever heard a sermon?
他怎么认识耶稣？
How is it that he knew or understood Jesus?
而且认识耶稣认识的比以色列所有的人更深。
How is it that he knew more about Jesus than, or deeper about Jesus than all the Israelites?
所以主耶稣就在十一节这么说了。
So in verse 11, Jesus said,
将来从东从西有许多人在天国里跟古圣徒一同坐席。
It says, I say to you that many will come from east and west and sit down with Abraham.
唯有本国的子民被赶到外边的黑暗里去。
But the sons of the kingdom will be cast out into outer darkness.
原来是有信心的人可以得救，没有信心的人不能得救。
It means that those who have faith will be saved, but those who have no faith will be cast out.
所以这一点告诉我们什么？
So what does this teach us?
我们当初为什么来信耶稣？
Do you remember why you came to believe in Christ first?
问自己，问信了多久？
And let's ask ourselves,How long have we believed in Christ?
那起初确实的信心还在吗？
Do you still have your original faith?
那我们对神的认识有更加深、更深吗？
Do you understand God deeper today as compared to before?
主耶稣称赞这个百夫长，这么大的信心，我在 以色列中没有看过一次。
The Lord Jesus praised this man and said that I have not seen such great faith among the children of Israel.
这么大的信心呢、啊、
？Such great faith.
信心怎么来？这个百夫长的信心怎么来的？
And where did this faith come from?
主耶稣都还没有动作呢。
He had faith even before Lord Jesus ever met him.
主耶稣都还没有来呢。
He hadn't even come to him.
他就已经确定耶稣是神。
He already was sure that Lord Jesus is God.
有听道理吗？
Had he heard a sermon?
不用听道理就认识耶稣了。
He did not even need to hear a sermon to know God.
用一般逻辑观念就可以认识耶稣了。
He came to know Jesus by his own logic.
所以凭着他的工作经验。
So he learned this according to his work experience.
就认识耶稣。
And he learned about Jesus.
那我们今天是不是也凭着工作经验？
Today, have we also got to know Jesus more through our work experience?
我们每一个人的职业工作不同。
Everyone has a different profession.
我们有在我们的工作上面看到神吗？
Have we seen Jesus in through our work?
就是看到神的帮助，看到神的作为吗？
Have we seen the help from Jesus in the things that we do at work?
就像传道人一样。
Take me as an example. I'm a pastor.
要牧羊，要传福音。
I need to pastor the sheep and I need to preach the gospel.
这个就是传道人的工作。
And this is the work of a pastor.
那我在这个工作上面有看到神吗？
Have I seen God through my work experience?
还是一直看到自己的能力，自己的智慧呢？
Have I seen only my own work and my own strength?
如果是这样，你绝对会看到这个传道人绝对一直骄傲，一直骄傲，一直骄傲。
If this pastor were to do this, we'll see that this pastor would become more and more proud every day.
如果看到神的作为呢？
But if he could recognize the works of God,
绝对在神面前自卑。
He would humble himself.
这是绝对的一个反应。
This is an absolute truth.
所以我们信主之后，
So after we have come to believe in Christ,
要每天看到神。
We need to see God every day.
就是看到神的作为。
We need to see the works of God.
不管你的职业是什么，
No matter what profession you have,
绝对每天要看到神。
You need to see God every day.
如果我们每天看到神，
If we see God every day,
我们就每天颂赞神。
We can praise God every day.
怎么会灰心丧志呢？
And in this way, how can we ever lose our faith?
第三点，
third story.
我们请看十六节。
Let's turn to verse 16.
到了晚上，有人带着许多被鬼附的来到耶稣跟前，他只用一句话就把鬼都赶出去，并且治好了一切有病的人。十七节。
17.
这是要应验先知以赛亚的话说，他代替我们的软弱，担当我们的疾病。马太福音里面有很多这句话，应验先知的话。
And there are many words in the book of Matthew. It mentions how the doings of Jesus fulfill a prophecy in the Bible.
主耶稣在这里医病赶鬼。
Here Jesus cast out demon possessed and heal many people.
目的是什么？
What's the ultimate purpose of this?
17节说应验以赛亚先知的话。
In verse 17, it says that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet.
以赛亚先知离主耶稣这个年代相差720年。
So the prophet Isaiah lived about 720 years before Jesus.
这个720年到750年这个过程。
So in the 720 and 750 years previous to Jesus' time.
主耶稣在强调什么？
What does this passage emphasize?
这些人怎么可以被医病被赶鬼？
So he wanted to emphasize why these people were healed and the demon possessed were healed.
因为神在主耶稣的700多年前就已经借着先知以赛亚说的。
Because it is to fulfill what the prophet Isaiah said or spoke more than 700 years ago.
答应要帮助我们。
Because God had promised that he would help us.
时间经过700，应该算750年了。
And 750 years later,
神的话没有落空。
God's words were not empty.
所以告诉我们什么？
So what does that teach us?
你我都一样。
It is the same. It applies to you and me.
抓住神的应许。
We need to grasp hold of God's promise.
我们绝对会得到主耶稣答应我们的事。
If we believe God's promise, His promises will surely come to pass.
我们今天之所以读经听道理。
The reason why we read the Bible and pray today.
就是要抓住神的话，神的应许。
It is because we want to grasp hold of God's promise and His word.
所以看到这里，我们要问自己。
So as we read this, let's ask ourselves.
我抓到了多少？
Have we grasped hold of His promise?
看第四点。
Let's turn to the fourth story.
19节到22节。
Let's turn to verses 19 to 22.
有一个文士来对他说：“夫子，你无论往哪里去，我要跟从你。”二十节，耶稣说：“狐狸有洞，天空的飞鸟有窝，人子却没有枕头的地方。”二十一节，又有一个门徒对耶稣说：“主啊，容我先去埋葬我的父亲。”二十二节，耶稣说：“任凭死人埋葬他们的死人，你跟从我吧。”两个人跟从耶稣。
There were two people who followed Jesus.
第一个是文士。
The first was a scribe.
什么叫文士？
Who is a scribe?
专门在教导人圣经的那个人。
Is the one that taught the scriptures to the people.
那为什么这种人忽然间想要来跟从耶稣，向耶稣学习呢？
Why is this that this scribe suddenly wanted to come and follow Jesus?
我们可以参考七章
Let's reference chapter 7, verses 20
and 29. 马太福音五章到七章是所谓的山上宝训。
Within Matthew chapter 5 through 7, it contains the sermons of the mount.
当耶稣讲了这些道理之后
After Jesus preached his sermons,
圣经说众人都稀奇他的教导。
It says that the multitudes were amazed by his teachings.
第一次发现新大陆。
As if they had discovered the new continent for the first time.
听道理听那么久了，从怎么没有听到这么讲这讲道理是很有权柄的人
？Because they had heard the scriptures all their lives, but they had never met someone who preached it with such authority.
这样讲是对的哈。
And so we can say this.
可是七章二十九节最后中文的最后一句话。
In Matthew chapter 7 verse 29, it says.
不像他们的文士。
It says that he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes.
听耶稣讲道跟听文士讲道是不一样的感受。
So there's a difference in the way that Jesus preached and the way the scribes preached.
因为耶稣讲的道理是有权柄，就是能够感动人嘛。
Because the lessons that Jesus preached or taught carry authority.
也因为感动人。
And he could move people, and because he moved people.
所以耶稣第八章说，耶稣下山，许多人跟着他。
That's why in chapter 8 verse 1 it says that the multitudes followed him.
我看到这里想说，奇怪，这些人都不用上班啊。
And so I thought to myself, why is it that these people didn't have to go to work?
你到山上听道理就算了，下山还跟着耶稣，那不用上班啊。
For example, if they took time out to listen to the sermons on the mount, when they finished, why didn't they have to go back to work?
这是要告诉我们什么叫做吸引力啊。
So this teaches us the power of attracting others.
所以十九节的这个文士就是发现这个事实啊。
And so in chapter 8 verse 19, this scribe discovered this fact.
耶稣那么厉害，我要跟他学啊。
If Jesus is indeed such this powerful, I need to learn from him.
耶稣说等等，你不要那么冲动。
And so Jesus said to him, wait a minute.
你当文士，穿西装打领带，穿皮鞋，一表人才，哎，不要跑来跑去。
So you are a scribe and you hold a certain standing in society. You do not need to do this.
你如果要跟从我，我比狐狸、比飞鸟还不如。
Because I want you to consider very clearly. Because if you were to follow me, you would it would be even less than a fox or the birds in the air.
你当文士是稳定的生活，我当主耶稣做传福音的工作是没有一个固定的居所。
Today you are a scribe and you have a very stable job, but if you were to come and follow me, you would not even have that stability.
所以主耶稣提醒文士，你现在要跟从我，一定要牺牲。
So the Lord Jesus reminded the scribe, if you want to follow me, you need to make certain sacrifices.
要觉悟。
You need to come to this realization.
不同的生活方式哦。
You will need to live a completely different lifestyle.
你愿意吗？
Are you willing?
圣经没有说了哈。
The Bible doesn't tell us what he said after.
因为以下就不重要了。
Because it is not important what he said.
因为主耶稣告诉文士也是要告诉我们。
Because the passage is there to remind us as well.
跟从耶稣的人。
If we want to follow Jesus,
要有心理准备。
We need to have this mental preparation.
那我们都在跟从耶稣啊。
So today we all follow Jesus.
那我们准备了多少了？
Have we prepared our hearts?
该要为他牺牲的时候，是不是要牺牲？
Have we come to the resolve to make sacrifices when we need to?
该为耶稣付出的时候，是不是要付出？
Have we given up ourselves when we need to?
第二个。
The second point.
说有一个门徒对耶稣说。
It says that there was another disciple who said to him.
我先回家办丧事再来。
He said, Lord, let me first go and bury my father.
耶稣跟他讲，任凭死人埋葬他们的死人。
Jesus said to him, "Let the dead bury their own dead."
哇，这句话以中国人、以华人的立场来讲
，So from the Chinese perspective，
是很不好听的话。
It is very harsh.
啊，什么叫死人埋葬死人
？How can you say that let the dead bury their own dead？
啊，您当你家没有死人啊
？Have you not had a dead person in your house before？
耶稣怎么讲这种话呢
？How can you be so insensitive.
因为这句话是犹太人的俚语啊。
Because actually this is a saying in the Jewish culture.
是我们所谓的俗语啊。
It's a saying.
所以既然是俗语，就是有它的一个真意在。
And so we need to find out the true meaning behind this verse.
这里谈的死人。
What it talks about here, the dead.
是在强调人的一生。
Refers to the mortal human life.
人的一生不要为自己做一生的事。
So as we live this life, we should not only do things that
简单讲就是为自己而活。
We shouldn't just live for ourselves.
耶稣是在强调这个观念。
And this is the concept that Jesus wanted to emphasize.
不是真的阻止他不用回去办丧事啊。
Jesus did not forbid him to go to not bury, perform burial for his father.
所以主耶稣要告诉这个人。
And so Jesus wanted to tell this disciple,
跟从耶稣的人,
if you follow Jesus,
不要只有看到自己,
you should not only look at yourself.
因为你跟从耶稣,
since you have followed Christ,
所以绝对要看到耶稣的需要,
you also need to look after the needs of Jesus.
那我们在信主的过程当中,
so as we believe in Christ,
我们看到耶稣的需要吗?
Have we observed or noticed the needs of Jesus?
看到第五点,
let's come to the fifth story.
25节。
Verse 25.
门徒来叫醒了他，说：“主啊，救我们，我们丧命了。”26节，耶稣说：“你们这小心的人啊，为什么胆怯呢？”于是起来，斥责风和海，风和海就大大的平静了。跟从耶稣，信靠耶稣，请问有什么不对吗
？Is there anything wrong with following Jesus？
我跟从耶稣，遇到困难，请耶稣帮忙，耶稣骂我。
So today, we follow Jesus and we encounter difficulties and we seek help from Jesus and then Jesus rebuke us.
还骂得不是很好听。
And Jesus rebuked us harshly.
你们这小信的人啊。
He said, why are you fearful, O you of little faith?
为什么胆怯呢?
Why are you fearful?
为什么为什么那么胆小呢?
Why are you so afraid?
奇怪，主耶稣怎么骂这么难听的话。
So, have you ever wondered why Jesus says such harsh words towards them?
跟从他，依靠他，请他帮忙，不对吗？
They already followed him, and they depended on him, and they cried out to him for help.
这个就是真理啊。
Is there anything wrong with that? This is the truth.
看起来好像矛盾。
Even though it seems contradictory.
可是真理就存在其中。
But the truth is contained within.
主耶稣为什么会骂他们？
Why did Jesus rebuke them?
因为他们胆小嘛。
Because they were fearful.
外面是风浪很大。
There was a great storm outside.
船快要沉下去。
And their boat was about to sink.
所以他们才喊救命嘛。
And so with that, they cried out to Jesus for help.
主耶稣要告诉门徒。
And the Lord Jesus wanted to tell them.
外面的风很大，虽然很大。
Even though the storms are great outside.
船虽然快要沉下去了。
Even though the boat is about to sink.
你们里面心里的风浪更大。
The waves inside your heart.Are even greater.
连属灵的性命都快没有了。
And to an extent where your spiritual life is drowning.
主耶稣是要强调这一点呢。
And so Jesus wanted to emphasize this fact.
生命的风浪。
The waves in our human life.
是因为你看得到的风浪影响你生命的风浪。
It's due to our life being affected by the storms outside.
这个就是主耶稣要提醒他们的。
And this is what Jesus wanted to remind them.
所以我们今天信主的这个过程当中，
And so throughout our spiritual journey,
我们遇到哪些风浪呢？
What kinds of difficult times, waves have we encountered?
就是真的遇到困难的啦。
And truly, sometimes we encounter difficult situations.
请问有影响到我们生命的风浪吗？
Have we allowed them to affect our spiritual life?
所以生命的风浪如果不先平静，会被外面的风浪淹没。
So if we have storms in our spiritual life, if we do not calm them, we would be even further affected by storms outside.
信耶稣的人先要稳定自己。
So we have belief in Christ, and so we need to calm the storms inside first.
才可以面对外面任何的挑战。
And then we can face all the storms outside, all the challenges outside.
最后一点。
The last point.
请看33节。
Let's turn to verse 33.
放出的人就逃跑进城，将这一切的事和被鬼附的人所遭遇的都告诉人。34节，合成的人都出来迎接耶稣，既见了就央求他离开他们的境界，养猪人家。
There are these people who tended the pigs.
只因为耶稣帮助人，让他损失惨重。
Simply because Jesus helped a demon possessed man.And they lost their pigs.
这个人最后的抉择。
And so, what did this person decide to do?
选择离开耶稣，拒绝耶稣。
These people decided to keep a distance from Jesus and to depart from him.
只因为他的养猪成本全部都没有了。
They decided to stay away from him because they had lost all their swine.
养猪当然是要赚钱嘛。
We know that, For a person who raises pigs, it is their way of living or earning money.
可是现在连成本都没有了。
And because they lost their pigs, they lost their foundation.
他也知道主耶稣医治的那个被鬼附着的人了。
It is true that they also knew that the demon-possessed men were healed by Jesus.
因为那两个人，很多人都认识他。
Because many people knew these two.People who were possessed by demons.
只因为耶稣的帮助，所以恢复正常生活。
And because they were helped by Jesus, they were able to return to normal life.
但是他的猪死掉了。
But because of this, the pigs were lost.
同样一件事情。
For the same occurrence.
他看到的是什么？
The same incidents. What did they learn or see?
两个人恢复正常。
They saw that the two demon-possessed men became normal.
他又看到了他的猪死光了。
They also saw that their pigs were all gone.
在他的选择之下。
So they decided in their hearts.
他宁可不要耶稣。
They rather not have Jesus.
因为耶稣太恐怖了。
Because to them, Jesus was very
fearful. 因为耶稣不能让他赚钱。
Because Jesus allowed them not to earn their money.
所以我们今天在整个信主的过程当中，
So throughout our spiritual life,
我们也观察到有人被打败了。
We learn that there are people who have been defeated.
请问败在哪里？
And have you considered why they were defeated?
从八章的第一节一直到八章三十四节。
From chapter 8 verse 1 to 34,
我们是怎么信耶稣的？
We learn how it reflects upon our spiritual life.
但是重要的是最后的结果是如何。
But what's most important is how we act towards the end.
那这个过程就很重要了。
So the process is very important.
所以我们要决心跟从耶稣。
So we need to make a determination to follow Jesus.
那我们会在这个整个信主的过程当中。
So that throughout our journey of faith,
看到信仰的价值跟意义。
We can see the true value and meaning of believing in Jesus.
那是我们的需要。
And this is one of our needs in life.
唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.
355首。
355.